At the top of the program this evening, we've learned today that Michigan State University is starting a new project to learn more about how certain environmental contaminants affect the human body. MSU will use a $14 million grant from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences to study dioxins, which form a large class of chemical compounds. Dioxins do occur in nature, but most are industrial byproducts. The herbicide agent Orange, widely used to defoliate trees and fields during the Vietnam War, is one example. I'm joined by Dr. Norbert Kaminsky. He directs the Center for Integrative Toxicology at Michigan State University, and he'll be the lead researcher for the dioxin study. Dr. Kaminsky, welcome to Current State.
Well, thank you, Mark.
We briefly just mentioned the term dioxins, but just for a little bit of background here, what is a dioxin and why are they harmful?
Yeah. Well, Mark, as you suggested, dioxins are really a broad class of environmental contaminants, and the reason why we're concerned about them is that from at least animal studies, we know that they produce a variety of toxicities, including damage to the liver, they are immunosuppressive. They can be teratogenic, meaning they can cause birth defects, and in some animal species can actually cause a wasting syndrome that leads to a death of the animal, which we really don't understand the mechanisms for.
So pretty nasty stuff here. On what will this $14 million be spent? What do you want to learn with this? Yeah.
Well, the primary focus of these types of grants is that they are, first of all, multidisciplinary, and they deal not only with studying and investigating the biological effects of environmental contaminants, but also ways by which we might be able to clean up the environment. So specifically for our project, we're focused primarily on trying to understand, first of all, how dioxins may cause biological changes in humans. Dioxins have been studied probably for over 40 years now, but most of the studies that have been conducted have been done in laboratory animals, and we really have very little information about what dioxins do in people and how sensitive people are to this class of chemicals. And so that is one of the primary focuses of our work, is to really understand and better understand what dioxins do to human tissues and at what concentrations or doses.
Here you mention dioxins in Michigan, and a lot of people think immediately to the Midland-Saginaw-Bay City area. Midland's the headquarters of the Dow Chemical Company, and the nearby Tittabawassee River has been known to contain dioxins from the plant. Will any of the work that you do involve that area of Michigan?
Well, it will, in that part of the requirements of a grant, the type of grant we have, is that we also have to work within the community. And so part of our work will be to help better inform the community of the state of the science of dioxins, as well as hopefully even involve them in some community research projects. So a big part of these types of grants is actually to work in the community, with the community, and primarily to inform the community of the potential hazards, as well as to clarify a lot of misinformation. So one example, for example, with dioxins is that these compounds are not water-soluble. And so you mentioned the Tittabawassee River. So people should not be concerned about dioxins being present in the water. The dioxins will be present and associated with organic materials and the sediment that's in the bottom of that river, as well as things like fish and living organisms that would be in that river, but actually would not be in the water.
How else do we, we mentioned at the top that dioxins mostly are often encountered in industrial processes, but some also do occur in nature. How do these occur in nature?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Some of that can come from things like forest fires, because dioxins are a byproduct of combustion, and so that is one way. There are also certain types of dioxins that are found in soils. These forms of dioxins are not toxic and are actually quite prevalent. and where they come from is still unknown.
So the only really insidious form of dioxin is the kind associated with industrial processes, chemistry, that kind of thing?
Well, and combustion products.
And combustion,
so, yeah. Yeah, and so as you mentioned, it's a class of compounds, and what determines their toxicity is the number of chlorine atoms that molecule possesses and where those chlorines are on that molecule. So there's a defined, what one could say, a structure-activity relationship. So that is what really determines the toxicity of this class of chemicals.
I'm curious, Dow Chemical was instrumental in producing Agent Orange in the 60s and 70s, which was widely dispersed in Vietnam to destroy the vegetation that gave cover to enemy troops. But its effects over the last 40 years or so have been more insidious. What have we learned from that experience from a medical standpoint? Is that a part of your study?
Yeah. Well, you know, just to maybe provide a little bit of perspective, historical perspective, when herbicides were first being produced, it was not known that dioxins were contaminants in the chemicals that were used to make those herbicides. It only became apparent more recently once more studies were done. So when those herbicides were originally produced, it really wasn't known that those dioxins were part and were contaminants in those products.
Okay.
What we do know, especially from animal studies, is that certain animal species are extremely sensitive to the toxicity of dioxins. What we don't know is where man falls on that continuum. And so that's part of the importance, I think, of the studies we're going to be conducting, because we're really trying to understand the sensitivity of humans. And ultimately, I think these studies will help inform the regulatory agencies to provide information as to what levels of exposure to dioxins may be safe. We don't know. And to what level we really need to worry about cleaning up contaminated areas.
And that decision could have an impact on the situation on the Tittabawassee? That could determine whether more cleanup takes place or enough has been done?
I think it could. I think right now the cleanup is moving forward, and so some of those decisions I think have been made. But I do think the cleanup process is going to be a long-term process, and I think it's still not clear, even to the regulatory agencies, what's the best way to deal with this contamination, whether it's to try to remove it or try to somehow sequester it. One can envision that as you stir up the sediment, some of that is going to go downstream as opposed to being buried right now in the river sediment. So I think a lot of those discussions are still being had by the regulatory agencies and the community.
We're talking with Dr. Norb Kaminsky, who directs the MSU Center for Integrative Toxicology at Michigan State University. We're talking about the work he's about to embark on here with $14 million in grant money that he just came into. When are you going to start your work, or when are you going to start spending some of this this grant money?
Yeah, well, the work will start immediately, and in fact, to be competitive for these types of grants, the work actually starts before you receive the funding, because you have to demonstrate to the funding agencies that you have the expertise to do the work, as well as have results that would warrant further support by the government to do that work.
You've been at it for a while then already.
That's true. And through various funding sources, including the Dow Chemical Company, which I have to say has been quite responsible in terms of funding research to understand the mechanisms of the toxicity, as well as trying to get a better handle on what, you know, the health concerns should be to humans. So we've had funding through a variety of sources, including NIH, and the primary focus of my work is on the immune system. So we're really interested to know what dioxins do in terms of immune function, or altering immune function, and specifically what the concerns might be for humans.
And what kind of organisms will you be working with to study the effects?
Yeah. So some of the work will be done in laboratory animals, primarily mice. But a lot of the greater part of the studies will actually be on white blood cells that we will obtain from human donors. And we are able to manipulate those white blood cells in culture to be able to get them to function like they would in the body. And so we can assess the direct effects of these compounds on the ability of these cells to function.
And very quickly, how long will it take you to spend all this $14 million?
Well, we only have 5 years, but I have to emphasize that we have over 25 investigators that are part of this. So there's numerous projects. Okay. And actually will create a lot of jobs here in Michigan. And so we're really happy about that as well.
Very exciting. Dr. Norb Kaminsky directs the Center for Integrated Toxicology at Michigan State University. He's using a federal grant to study the effects of dioxin contamination on the human body. Dr. Kaminsky, a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Mark.